before we get into the real core secrets of charisma, we have to talk about one thing that holds many people back. That is self-perception bias, also known as the woebegone effect. This is called a blind spot. And we'll talk about this throughout this series, blind spots that we have, things we think we're doing okay, but we really aren't. But before we do, let's talk a little bit more about charisma. Some ask, is charisma good or bad? And I'll say, okay, is gravity good or bad? Just like gravity, charisma is neutral. It's how you use the power that will define you as good or bad. Some say Adolf Hitler, Charles Manson, Mussolini had charisma. Sure, they might have had a few of the tools of charisma. There are many cases of someone who had some of the skills of charisma and they used them in an unethical way. Let's think about this. You could probably count more people in history and in your life that had this skill and they used charisma to change your life in a good way. So what's the difference? Well, ethical versus unethical. Ethical versus unethical. Are you with me here? So serves others versus uses others. Creates win-win versus used for self-interests. High standards versus low standards. Empowers people versus forces people. Open communication versus closed communication. Follows heart versus follows money, power, greed. Defines a vision and a purpose versus making up along the way. Help people or they help their bank account or ego grow. Good for others versus good for them. Help society versus help themselves. Extensive interviews were done while I was doing research on charisma. I would ask people how they would describe a person that people love to be around, want to be influenced by, and were captivated by their presence, and always help people achieve their potential. The word charisma came up the most, although I always felt it was not the best word for this information or to describe the skill. Is charisma the best word that describes the person that has an instant influence over someone? The interesting thing is when people would describe that type of person, I noticed most of the words started with the letter C. I'm going to call the special gift, the special talent, or the special skill the C factor. This type of person has the following C skills. Charisma that inspires, connects with everyone, charms with style, captures instant attention, commands respect, communicates with authority, confidence that empowers, and they're credible, competent, and convincing. Let's explore the power of the C factor. Let me reveal how you can master these skills. Understand that the C factor can and should be learned by all successful people and leaders. The research shows that there are certain skills, traits, and attributes you must learn and master to radiate the C factor. I'm not talking about hyper-enthusiasm, but being genuine. The more tools you master, the more charismatic and influential you become. Mastering the C factor will improve your relationships, enhance your presence, and increase your income. You will become a better leader and a better person. So let's get into that self-perception bias. What is the greatest roadblock to charisma, influence, and leadership? What has taken you so long to achieve true success or become a person of great influence? Well, let me tell you, I'm not here to sugarcoat it because it is time for the blunt truth. We all have blind spots in our lives that impede us from working on the things that will launch us into great success. Just like the blind spot in your car, you never see what's out there until it's too late. This is also called self-perception bias. We tend to rate our skills that we want, that we need, or that we require higher than they actually are. To improve, grow, and become more successful, we have to know our weaknesses and identify our blind spots. If we don't, then we can never truly improve. We have to be honest with ourselves and our current levels of the skills that I'm going to identify during this series. One study monitoring successful leaders showed that these leaders had a tendency to rate their talents correctly. The reason self-perception bias has such a negative impact in our lives is because we're lying to ourselves. That's the bottom line. We are blind from the truth. We are lying to ourselves. Denial tends to be our happy place, where we can cover up our weaknesses to protect our self-esteem. We set our expectations that are not based on honest evaluation or reality. It might seem nice to view the world through rose-colored glasses for a while, but in the end, you're setting yourself up for failure. Self-perception bias manifests itself when we are evaluating a skill or talent that we expect ourselves to have, or when others expect us to have that particular skill. When social pressure or social validation is involved, we make higher than expected evaluations of ourselves. Self-perception bias ultimately gives us an unrealistic view of reality and a false sense of security. We become numb to reality and fail to see exactly where we stand and what we need to improve. Ever wonder why others can't smell their own stink? Okay, we're talking about perfume and body odor. We are good at judging others and finding out what is wrong with them, but that analysis does not seem to work on ourselves. The same is true for our skills. We have to have the ability to honestly assess ourselves, both our strengths and our weaknesses, then find the skills and the discipline to improve our weaknesses. We always will feel we must gloss over our weaknesses to make things seem better than they actually are. We also lie to ourselves about our income, our debt, and our true weight. When you ask husbands and wives individually about what percent of the housework they each do, the numbers never add up. They're not even close. Most people will rate their people skills as above average. We all know that's not true. If you want to see human blindness and bias in action, all you have to do is go to a sporting event as a neutral party and listen to the bias and comments of each side. The research? To hit this point home, we need to discover our own weaknesses and be honest with our own personal reality. Let's take a look at some of the studies of self-perception bias. To enhance your success, your influence, and your charisma, you need to know exactly what skills you have mastered and which ones you need to work on. Isn't it amazing how we tend to overestimate everything from grades and physical appearance to the possibility of divorce? If you were in sales and were asked to rate your ability to connect with people or your product knowledge, you would be 90% likely to rate yourself above average on these skills, even though mathematically the validity of your assertion would be less than 50%. You know all those managers you've met over the years? Over 90% will rate themselves better than the average manager. Did you know that 80% of individuals may perceive themselves as being brighter, better drivers, and more able entrepreneurs than their average peers? One study even found that most people believe they're more, fill in the blank, than the average person. More athletic, more intelligent, organized, ethical, logical, interesting, fair-minded, and attractive. Isn't that interesting? Where do you fit? So what's the solution? It's all about true self-assessment. When I teach influencer self-mastery seminars, I ask my students to list the top 10 reasons for their lack of success. They find plenty of reasons why it's not their fault or their inability to achieve their goals, but they rarely take ownership of their weaknesses or admit that it could be them. You can always ask yourself, what are the skills or traits that I need to master the art of charisma or to be an effective leader or person of influence? What do I keep trying to do and keep failing? What are the missing skills to turn my failures into success? What traits do I need to develop to take my life, my career, and my income to the next level? My research on human nature shows that there are 5 critical areas that most people assess to have much higher skills than they actually have. When other people assess them of those exact same skills, their scores are much lower. And here are the 5 critical areas you need to be aware of that you're rating yourself much higher than other people will rate you at. People skills, part of that would be empathy. Persistence, determination. Communication skills, that could be face-to-face, especially listening. Personal mastery, and persuasion skills. All I am asking is for you to be open as you listen to these modules of mastering charisma. What I want you to do is think about your different strengths and weaknesses. Each module will explain the common blind spots for each trait and a solution to easily implement. Try to honestly assess yourself or have someone you trust give you feedback. Great charismatics and leaders are able to take a good hard look at themselves and come to grips with the facts, both the good and the bad. This is when you'll be able to make real progress. If all else fails, go to charismaiq.com. Take your self-assessment online, but that's only if you can handle the truth. Can you handle the truth? The non-sugar-coated truth. That assessment can be found at charismaiq.com.